This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Despite rapidly rising input prices for farmers, the March Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer registered a rise in producer sentiment. We will hear more from Michael Langmeier of Purdue University next.
Start your weekend with insight and inspiration on Weekend Ag Matters from the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. Every week we bring you an in-depth look at the top ag stories with a recap of the week's biggest headlines. Join us for long-format interviews with industry leaders and policymakers, giving you insights you won't hear anywhere else. And don't miss our faith-based segment with Russ Parker, Food for Thought, offering a perspective that helps bring clarity and focus to our lives. Make Weekend Ag Matters part of your weekend routine. Tune in every weekend on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
Michael Langmeier, the director of the Center for Commercial Agriculture at Purdue University, says the rising March producer sentiment might raise some eyebrows.
Well, certainly the impact of higher energy prices and higher fertilizer prices had a negative impact on sentiment, but there was other factors going on here, and one of them that we didn't talk about in the report that's obviously was going on is the bridge payments were going out. And the bridge payments, if you average those for a corn soybean farm, we're about $35 per acre, and so they were rather sizable, and so that probably boosted sentiment.
Langmeier says that corn and soybean prices have also helped to increase farmer optimism.
If you look at corn and soybean prices, particularly corn prices were up. If you look at the time we surveyed in March compared to the time we surveyed in February, and one of the interesting things about corn prices is it's not perfectly correlated with energy prices, but it is positively correlated with energy prices. And so because the energy prices went up, corn prices went up a little bit, and I think that offsets some of the negativity regarding the higher energy and fertilizer prices.
Another factor in the survey, according to Langmeier, is that many producers have already purchased fertilizer for this year.
So this isn't going to be quite as much impact for those people. There is people that hadn't, and then also I would think that people that are going to put some of the fertilizer on in season, they probably hadn't bought all of that. And so I'm not saying the impact of the fertilizer prices is neutral, but it's not as big as you might think.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, don't forget to sign up for our newsletter that delivers those five daily stories to your inbox each day. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.